Julie, come on. Come on.
Get out of bed.
I had a really great dream.
Oh, come on. Take the pillow, Ted.
What'd you do that for?
You're stalling.
I'm not stalling. I'm not going.
Again? Honey, just be happy that you have been assigned anywhere. A lot of new teachers can't find jobs at all.
Julie, James Buchanan is not anywhere. It's in Bensonhurst, which is in Brooklyn, which is where I spent 4 degenerate years as a student. You know how rough that is? The gangs there don't use guns. They insert the bullets manually.
Welcome back, Connor, as we recorded live on tape for a studio audience.
Welcome back. Your dreams were your ticket out. Welcome back to that same old place that you laughed about. Well, the names have all changed since you hung around, but those dreams have remained and they've turned around. Who'd have thought they'd lead ya?
Who'd have thought they'd lead ya?
Back here where we need ya.
Back here where we need ya.
Yeah, we tease him a lot, 'cause we got him on the spot. Welcome back.
Welcome back.
I'll never forget that first day back at Buchanan as a teacher. That's me, the cute one on the left. That's Vice Principal Woodman. He's the kind of guy who drinks prune juice because he likes the taste. When I was a student, he always blamed me for the cafeteria riot. Well, that was 10 years ago. I'm sure the man has forgotten all about it by now.
What about the cafeteria riot?
He hasn't forgotten.
The cafeteria riot? I was there, okay? I was an innocent bystander.
Were it not for my faulty memory, I would seem to remember you bystanding on top of a table shouting charge.
Mr. Woodface. These things, they happened a long time ago. I'm a different person, you're a different person. Things change.
No, you're wrong. No, you're wrong. Nothing changes. Remember my motto, conquer thyself, Carter. Conquer thyself.
Right here in the hall?
You haven't changed a bit, Carter. You still have straight mouth.
I have a degree in teaching, Mr. Woodman. That's why I'm here.
You want to teach? All right, teach. I'm giving you back your own. The Special Guidance Remedial Academics Group.
You're giving me the sweat hogs?
To you, whose class launched that revolting name, they're sweat hogs. To me, they're remedial sweat hogs.
Mr. Woodman, do you really
Mr.
think it's
Carter,
a good idea?
You'll find the first aid is still in room 118.
Good morning. I'm your new homeroom teacher. My name is Mr. Carter. Now that I have succeeded in establishing a relationship, a rapport between myself, I'd like to know who you are. Let us begin over here.
No. We're going to start over here.
Okay, we'll start over here.
Barberino. Vinny Barberino. This is my place, and these are my people.
Thank you, Chairman Barberino. Who is this?
That is Epstein, the toughest kid in school, voted most likely to take a life.
Epstein, huh?
Juan Luis Pedro Felipe de Huevos Epstein from San Juan.
Your mother's Puerto Rican?
No, my father. My mother's name is Bibberman.
I didn't know, you know, that there were Epsteins in Puerto Rico.
Oh, there weren't. Until the winter of 38, when a boat carrying a shivering Lou Epstein from Odessa to the Bronx stopped in San Juan.
Oi, my grandfather's there.
Look at the palm trees. Feel this heat. Look at his tan. Hey, who needs Miami? From that day on, there were Epsteins in San Juan.
That's very interesting, Epstein. What's your favorite subject?
Assault.
Jamie, you tell a Puerto Rico.
Hi there.
Washington, Freddie, boom, boom, Washington.
What's the boom, boom for?
Boom, boom, boom.
I get it. Boom, boom. You play the bass. Boom, boom,
boom. No, man, I just like to be doing this.
Who are you?
He's Horseshack.
Horseshack doesn't talk?
He talks when I tell him to talk.
That's so, Horseshack, you need him to tell you to talk? You say nothing on your own volition? Tell him to talk.
Talk, Horseshack.
Hello. How are you? I'm Arnold Horseshack.
Arnold Horseshack.
Arnold Horseshack, the last.
Why the last, Horseshack?
Because after they made me, they broke the mold.
What else can you make them do?
Or the Hunchback. Ask me to do the Hunchback of Notre Dame.
All right, all right, all right. Horseshack, would you do the Hunchback of Notre Dame?
Esmeralda, come ring my bell.
Well, look, you're a very interesting group of kids, and I'd love to go on talking to you forever. But it's time to play Let's Go to School. Sorry, Barbarino, but this is my class. Okay, I want you to listen to me and listen closely. Pick up your chairs and move them to wherever you'd like to sit and sit with anybody you have a relationship with. Uh-oh. Why should we do that, Mr. Cotto? Why should we move our chairs, huh? Well, because this way you'll be more inclined to study. You'll be in study groups. Do it! Okay? This is what you call a study group.
This study group. To study what?
You study whatever grabs you. Want to study American history? Great. Civics, far out. Current events, fantastic. On the other hand, if you'd like to study how to look innocent in a lineup, that's great. If you'd like to study how to speak clearly with a stocking over your head, terrific. Whatever grabs you.
Yeah, well, Barbarino don't write no reports for no one.
Barbarino don't write no reports. What does Barbarino do besides give orders?
Hey, Vinny's the ranking champ of Brooklyn. Take a bow, Vinny! Hey!
You mean insulting, chopping, sounding?
The dozens.
The dozens. Okay, Barbarino, let's see how much talent you got.
You're asking for it, Cotter.
You're right, I'm asking for it.
Up your nose with a rubber hose.
Washington, Go to the blackboard, write that down under 1975. Another one, Barbarino.
I heard you had an idea once, but it died of loneliness.
Come on, Barbarino. Not the best you can do?
Hey, off my case, toilet face. I'm doing terrific.
Okay, now, Washington, go to the other side of the board. Write down 1965. Hey, Barbarino, I understand your sister's rotten to the core. Well, wonderful to the infantry. Yeah, and they tell me your father got a new job last week. He became a skin diver for Roto-Rooter. And the word's out that your mother...
Hey, not my mother.
Your aunt.
Not my mother.
Your aunt is so low. She plays handball against the curb.
Not my mother. That woman is completely holy.
Okay. Thank you, Washington. Now, I think we have some clues here to how our society has changed in the last 10 years. This is very interesting. Notice, 1975, the attack is direct upon me. I am described as a toilet face whose one idea has died of loneliness. And if Mr. Barbarino had his way, we'd be walking around with a rubber hose sticking out of his nose. However, in 1965, it's different. The attack is not upon me, but upon my family. My sister, who is described as... Mr. Woodman.
Connor, what's going on here? What's happened to this room? The seats, the blackboard, this desk... Your mouth? Have you gone berserk?
I'm trying to teach my class, Mr. Woodman.
Pollute, Connor. The word's pollute. You're a maniac. You were a maniac remedial academic student. Now you're a maniac remedial academic teacher. 10 years has changed nothing. You're a sweat hog now. You're a sweat hog then.
Mr. Woodman, I'm trying to reach these kids. I'm using whatever works, and I think it's working. Horshack, tell them why you're sitting over there. Barbarino, why did you move your chair? Washington.
What was that you were saying, Carter?
I will not allow you or anybody else to come in this room and chew me out in front of my class. I am a respectable human being. I am a teacher. I am a husband. I am not a 16-year-old sweat hog.
Anything else, Carter?
Yes. Up your nose with a rubber hose. Welcome back.
You copped out, Gabe.
Hey, off my case, toilet face.
What?
I'm sorry, baby. Julie, I tried. I really tried. It just didn't happen. Thomas Wolfe was right. You can't go home again. Don't worry. Something will come along.
Bills will come along. And then bill collectors. Large, meaty fellows who feed on other people's furniture and cars.
We don't have a car.
They'll eat our subway.
We're not going to starve. I know what to do. Tomorrow morning, sew rubber pockets in all my pants, and I'll go to the automat and steal soup. Julie, I want to be a teacher more than anything in the world, but I want to go to a place where I can have some effect on my students. Basically, that's what I want. I want students, real students, not hitmen in waiting.
How you doing?
Hey, Mr. Carter, man, you should keep your windows locked. There's a whole lot of ghetto trash out and about these days.
All right, look, Barbarino, Washington, you came in through the window. You have no right to be here. You're leaving. Don't ever come back here again. This is my home. You understand that? Okay, all right. I understand. I know why you're all here. and I really appreciate it. I think it's a very nice gesture of you. But it didn't work out. There's no way I'm going back. There's just no way I'll go back.
No one wants you back, Carter.
Why'd you come here?
Well, we just wanted to see how the founding sweat hog lives.
Wow. I bet you get a lot of action around here. That chick in your study group?
That happens to be my wife, Barbarino.
Hi, everybody. I'm Julie.
I'm leaving your mother out of it. You leave my wife out of it. The woman's holy. Completely holy.
You know, I think it's just terrific that you guys are married. Every so often, Vinny wants to marry me. Last time, it was behind the billboards on 84th Street.
Okay, wait a second. If you want something, you ask for it. You don't grab.
Come on, honey. Show them.
Ask. Don't grab.
Come on, Kevin.
All right.
Just for a couple of minutes. Yeah, let's see what we have here.
Isn't that a cute flower? Did you wear it to the senior prom?
I bet it looked lovely on your organdy gown.
How was my dates?
Well, what's it doing here?
She didn't show up.
Oh, honey. Cut it!
Chick.
Her name's Ellen.
You got nothing to worry about with this one, Mrs. Carter. She's a dog.
Yeah.
My sister is not a dog, Bob.
We can't stay. We would love to stay, but we can't. And you know why? Because Horseshack is buying us all hot dogs at Nathan's.
Yeah, we just want to see what happens to a sweat hog who leaves Buchanan without handcuffs on.
Well, what do you think?
It ain't any different, right? You got one room, you sleep on a sofa, your kitchen's in the middle of the living room, and you still gotta lock the windows to keep the bums out.
Thanks a lot, Epstein.
Yeah. Mr. Carter, it was very nice meeting you. It really was. And I'm sorry about that job, but you know what? You're gonna find one that's better suited for you. And Mrs. Carter, you know, I'm gonna come back and I'm gonna teach you how to make lasagna. How do
Great.
You like that? We'll come back,
good.
We'll have a party, and we'll have a good time.
Washington, where you go? All right, let's go. Out the door. Washington, will you go out the door? Come on, you two. Get away from that apartment. It's all cheap stuff over there. Those people are on a budget. That's it. Pack your things. We're leaving tomorrow.
I like them.
We'll go to Nebraska.
Okay, honey. Whatever you decide, I'll be there.
What are you laughing at? Somebody just stole your television and you're laughing.
He brought it back.
That makes a big difference.
Gabe, did you expect to win them all over in one day? You know what's bothering you, honey? The fact that it is very hard for you to accept that the best part of you grew up in the streets.
Julie, baby, if it wasn't for you...
What?
I would have married somebody else.
No, please, no.
Aye.
You quit, Carter. Like a prayer that was answered, you quit. You set up my nose with a rubber hose.
Remove the hose, Mr. Woodman. I'm back. You want me out, you gotta fire me.
I don't want trouble with the Board of Education. You know how I hate trouble with the Board of Education.
I guess you're stuck with me then, huh?
Oh, shoot.
Hey, look who's back. Here we go again.
Round two.
Good morning.
Hey, Mr. Carter. I'm glad you're back.
You know what? I've decided. I want to do a report on male chauvinism.
Yeah, well, I'm going to do a report on the rip-off woman's movement.
Hey, Mr. Carter, I'm going to do a report on the implications of socializations of Puerto Rican Jews.
You got it, Epstein.
Hey, yo, Mr. Carter.
Dig.
Boom, 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 boom. I got it, Washington. You want to write a report on playing the bass?
No, man, I want to pretend to write a report on playing the bass.
Carter, I don't quite know what's going on here, but I will say this.
Yes?
I have one hell of a principle.
You?
I finally got them motivated.
How about me? Didn't I have anything?
You, Carter, you're a perfect example of what I can do once I put my mind to it. I mean, think about it. I mean, if not for me, you'd have turned out to be just another hood.
I don't know what to say, Mr. Woodman, except as principles go, you certainly don't have any.
Now, keep up the good work, won't you, children? We still have a ways to go here, Carter.
Welcome back.